godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. We're going to have Van Chancellor joining us just a little bit here on the show so that we can reminisce with him. He was a big part of the show. We were on the air when the Comets were winning all of their four championships, and Coach was quite the character, and a lot of fun, a lot of good stories. He was quite popular in the city at one time. There's probably a bunch of you out there that don't even know who is Van Chancellor. He was the head coach of the Houston Comets, and that was a fun time. That was certainly a fun time. You know, Lance had asked how. So Lance and I both started back in 1997. It was May 19th, 1997. We told the story of how we got together. At first, Russ Small had asked me to co-host the morning show on 610 with him, and then he backed out because KTRH 740 paid him and got him to stay there. And so I went into Dickie's office and I said, I want Lance with me. And Lance had been doing all kinds of stuff, and we had done some stuff together on TV, on my television show. And so it began. And it was a little rough at first. It was not what everybody was used to, but it got good in a hurry. And we certainly picked up a lot of steam and had a good run. It ended in 2007. Management there at the station was not exactly what we were looking for. First of all, the program director for the station self-admittedly didn't even like sports.
Yeah, he came over from KTRH. He was a news guy.
Yeah. And so he was a news guy. He didn't even like sports. And it was just...
Here's the first thing he did. He came in and said they wanted to put their stamp on everything. The ratings were high. They just stepped into basically easy money.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to feel like you're doing something. So our show was called The Bench. Our listeners were bench warmers. We had segments like Garbage Time, where people would call in the last 5 minutes of the show and just... Like, you hear people call it lightning round or whatever. We were doing that. I stole the idea from Vince Cellini, who did that on CNN. I'm like, let's have garbage time, and listeners will be bench warmers. It was self-deprecating, right? And people would call in and get their shots off in 5 to 10 seconds. Kind of like, what did you learn this weekend?
Right.
Almost. And like, same kind of, right. But it's music underneath it, and it was fast, fast, fast. So he came in, and they came in and goes, let's change it from the bench to the John and Lance in the morning crew. Like, okay. And let's change this, and let's change that, and let's add another. They wanted to add the guy that was supposed to be John's original host. They wanted to add him to the show,
mm-hmm.
and because they wanted him to be the voice of the Houston Texans. He had previously been the voice of the Houston Oilers. So they wanted him to be the voice of the Houston Texans because they work with him at KTRH. I, in fact, had Ken Hoffman once tell me, hey, don't screw up. Miss a bunch of shows because you're sick or whatever. He said they would be more than happy to get rid of you over there and put Russ Small on. So I'm just telling you right now, whatever you do, be on, like, just knock it out of the park with everything you do. Don't give them a reason, because they're stupid enough to try to change you and John's show. And our show was very highly rated. Lots of, it was great chemistry and they came in and tried to make all these changes, and it was immediately a disaster across the board. That's how I remember it.
Mm-hmm. No, it was awful. It just couldn't have been worse. And it lasted a while, and finally the sponsors got involved and said, "Listen, if you don't get it back to John and Lance, we're going to
put it on." Four sponsors, including I think it was Klein's Ticket Attractions with Jim Barr, Damon Diamantaris with Dish Network,
mm-hmm.
they all banded together and said, we're going to pull, which was a lot of money. And so the station acquiesced and took Russ Small off of our show. And eventually they realized, okay, well, the Texans are not going to let us have him on. So Mark Vandermeer became the guy. And so needless to say, that all changed. Now, you brought up sponsors. Sponsors make the station go. Everywhere you are, the sponsors are the most important thing because you don't have a show if you don't have sponsors. And one of the things that has always been interesting is, you guys know, John Granato has a tendency to do some interesting commercials. Now, when I say interesting, I will say this. Some of John's commercials, you can't believe he's doing them and that somebody is paying for them to happen. Here's an example. There was a group called Trailer Wheel and Frame. Now, Chance and Frank, or Chance McClain, made a track. It was, you know, Trailer Wheel and Frame. They got crap for work and play. Chicks in bikinis drinking martinis. Trailer Wheel and Frame. That was the hook. They said that because John had previously just said there was a bunch of crap. He goes, I don't know, Trailer Wheel and Frame. There's all this crap here. I don't know what this is. A hiccup hitch, a winch. Who even knows what this crap is? Like, that's what he's saying about the advertiser for their paid commercial. Before you say anything else, I think you need to hear this. One day, John decided for his commercial he was going to prank call the company that was paying him to do commercials for him. And here's John's prank call of Trailer Wheel and Frame.
Hey, John Granato here. It's time to make another call. Trailer Wheel and Frame time. We got to give him a call.
Daryl here.
Here's a... We got to call him. 281-931-7777. If you're looking for anything, anything that Trailer Wheel and Frame sells. But we got to call right now and
turn it up.
Get some information here.
We're sorry.
There's a shock. I couldn't dial the number.
Just do it again.
All right. You love this.
I know.
You're so nervous right now.
You won't believe this, Daryl. I mean, you won't believe what he's
saying. Trailer Wheel and Frame. This is a commercial.
Yeah, this is a commercial for him.
Here we go.
Trailer Wheel and Frame.
How you doing? I'm coming in from out of town. Where are you located?
Sir, you're talking too loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, but I can't hear. I can't make out what you're asking.
Oh, how you doing? I'm coming in from out of town. Where are you located?
We're at 8222 North Freeway. Which way are you coming from, sir?
Oh, I'm coming up from Dallas. There's a shop right next door. It's called Sexorama, right?
Megaplex.
Sexplex?
It's called Mega Plaza or something like that.
There's a big sex shop in there, right?
Sir, I don't know.
Oh. Your boss, Harry, isn't Harry Hooper, is he there? Is he at the sex shop all the time?
That's the best ever.
That's terrible.
That's
so bad.
That's the best ever.
Dropping a sex shop on him.
Well, it's right next to Sexorama if you're looking for it. That's Trailer Wheel and Frame.
That's your whole commercial. That guy was pissed from the beginning. He was not in a good mood.
You're
sir,
talking
you're talking too,
too
loud. Like, wow. Mm. Wow. Mm. That was, wow. I didn't realize I was talking so loud.
Sorry about that.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. I forgot about that.
So we got that
going
on.
And then I did another one of A Few Good Men.
Yeah, I got to pull that separately. A Few Good Trailers.
A Few Good Trailers.
I got to see if there's a couple different ones that I wanted to get in and wanted to work in.
You normally...
I was going to do commercials on a segment on the actual show on Thursday, because some of the commercials that were done, since we've got 3 hours to play with, I was going to put some of those in, including your... You basically took Jack Nicholson's You Need Me on That Wall commercial and did a Trailer Wheel and Frame out of that.
You normally don't prank call a client.
No, or the owner and say, is he over at the sex shop?
Is he always over there? Harry was running the place. He didn't own it. That either. All right, when we come back, Van Chancellor is going to join us right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, though, what about some Simple Seats?
Let me tell you about Simple Seats. Simple Seats is a company who I absolutely love because I started telling you guys about them last year during the playoffs. And you can go to the website, simpleseats.com. You get the lowest prices, and there's no fees for your local sports. The Houston Dynamo, the Astros, for example, are two of them, the Texans, when they come up. But how about the Astros prices? Astros Rangers, you can get in the park for $15 on that one, May 19th. May 20th, $20 for the Rangers, and then on that Saturday, it's $35 price right now. But what makes Simple Seats so good, I haven't heard one There's nobody who complains about Simple Seats because what they are is a ticket broker who charges no fees at the end when you're in the checkout cart. When you get to your cart and you're checking out, there's no additional fees built into there at all. Zero. So the price you see is the price you're going to pay, and then they have zones. So in zone seating, you can click which zone you'd like to sit in. You choose the zone, they choose the tickets, and you're going to find that the prices are that much lower. This is the best way to get the lowest prices from the secondary market for hard-to-get tickets and sometimes easier to find tickets because they don't have the fees built in that the other places have. Make sure that you check out SimpleSeats.com. So many of you praised them last year during the playoffs. Well, here they are again for your baseball season, for the Dynamo, and upcoming for the Texans. It's going to be SimpleSeats.com. Use Lance10 for a $10 off your first order of $50 or more. Lance10 is the promo code. It's SimpleSeats.com.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here in the city of Houston. And joining us right now, a guy who used to work and hasn't for, I don't know, decades now, hasn't done anything. Just basically an international man of leisure, plays golf. That's all he does, plays golf all the time. And he is joining us right now to hang out with us and give me, I know I'm getting the business here. Van Chancellor, head coach, former head coach of the Houston Comets, winner of four WNBA championships, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, what's up?
First of all, it's a shame. I was going to be nice and congratulate you boys on 25 years. Lance and John, that's a great honor. But again, it goes to talking, Lance, about me not working. This boy ain't done nothing in 25 years but draw a paycheck. He's unbelievable.
Coach, you know what he does now? He does 3 hours of radio, then says
working
he's the,
my tail
he
off.
Says he's the hardest working man, and yeah, then he goes and plays golf or poker every day, Coach.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Lance. He's got his wife now as the general manager of Channel 13. Ain't no telling what that woman's making. And he's playing poker and golf. You ever heard of a kept woman? Well, this is a kept man.
Oh, ain't no doubt in my mind. There's no question, Coach. Hey, his sugar mama,
you
Coach.
You think that hurts my feelings? Hey, if you think that hurts my feelings, you are wrong, sir.
Okay, let me tell you something else. Lance cared you for all these years. Now the wife's caring you. But boys, I just want to tell you, you've done a great job. I want to tell you what I thought was the best and the worst of you guys over the years. Okay, you ready for the worst first?
Yeah.
The time that you picked the all NBA team and didn't have Wilt Chamberlain on it. That's the worst thing you boys have ever done. The best thing y'all have ever done is kept it light. You've been really good at what you do overall. Mm-hmm. I hate to brag on him, Lance, but you got to tell the truth.
Yeah, no, I really you can hit him on the way out again.
No, don't worry about it. He will. I'm not worried about that at all. Remember, man, Coach, those years we had you in here. We had Steve McKinney. We had Lima. We had some good times. You would come in studio with us. You would talk a little Nico and Sudi's barbecue and catfish. I mean, that was good times then.
Yeah, those were the 10 best years of my life. I really enjoyed coaching the Comets. We had some great teams, great support, and then we were able to connect with Houston through you guys. And y'all had some great guests on in a period of time, but also you did a really nice job with those guests. You knew it's good to be interviewed by somebody that knows what they're talking about. It's tough when they don't. I'll tell you that right now. Over the years,
Coach, it's the WNBA is still going okay. Everything is going pretty good. I guess they just didn't want
stronger than it's ever been.
Yeah,
right
I think.
Now.
Well, in the city of Houston, it was really exciting. You guys had just a great fan base. It's just amazing, you know, the way that you, as good a team as you guys had, that they it just disintegrated as quickly as it did.
It was amazing. We drew 16,000 people at the Compaq Center the first time we played here against the New York Liberty. We were drawing 10,000 people regularly. It really hurt us when we went downtown. Our fan base, the prices of everything went up. A lot of people didn't want to go downtown. And then it's amazing that this city doesn't have a WNBA team as popular as it was at one time.
Yeah, it really is. And it all, like everything you talk about, when it disintegrated, it was all when the games moved, when basically Les said, we're not doing that anymore here. And it moved downtown. That was too much to overcome. That was just too much to overcome. Houston can be a little fickle from a sports standpoint anyway if your teams are not at the highest level. But moving downtown in the NRG Arena or whatever it was, that was just – that made it really, really tough for people to get out there and go watch.
Yeah, our fan base was not corporate America. It was individuals. Our tickets went up $12. Concessions went up 10 or 12. We paid – you had to pay $15 to park. And at the old Compaq Center, there was no parking. So when you put that on our fan base, that was a pretty tough, you know, for them financially.
And look, I mean, in the star power with Cynthia and Cheryl and Tina, I mean, that's all you had to do was roll the ball out. And you're picking up four titles.
Let me tell you something, guys. Give me credit for not messing up three great players.
I give you credit.
I want a little credit. And Lance, do you remember the time we had the contest for the best commercial on the radio? I don't want to say the other station. And the old coach beat out the legendary John Granata with Sudi's catfish commercial.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. That's all.
You won best commercial over trailer, wheel, and frame commercials? I don't believe it. It was rigged. Yeah. It was rigged.
Well, I don't mind. I could take a rig. I play golf 5 days a week right now at Better Brook Farms, and I got a lot of my games rigged. That doesn't bother me.
No, I know. You're still fluffing up the ball in the fairway every time before you hit it? You're doing all that still?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, boys. If you ain't doing that, you ain't winning.
Yeah, no, you ain't. No, you ain't.
No doubt.
While nobody's looking, he's over there with his club, fluffing up that ball, making sure it's nice and sitting high on that fairway. Oh, yeah. That's what he does. No question about it.
I'm not denying it. I'm just telling the truth.
I know you are. Hey, Coach, we were just talking about the coaches left in these playoffs right now, okay?
Yeah.
So how would you rate them with Spoelstra, Kidd, Udoka, and Kerr? I mean, that's four good coaches right there.
I like the coach at Miami and Steve Kerr over the other two. I think the other two now are coaching well. They've done it. I think Jason Kidd has done an unbelievable job to just jump all over Phoenix last night and have them 40 points. I think that's a great job. But I think with what they actually have, Eric down in Miami has done the best job of coaching. That's just my opinion.
Well, and he doesn't have the star power like the other guys. How about the way that Luka's playing, Coach?
I mean, right now, He might be the best player in the league. I know there's some other good players, but right now, if you put somebody small on him, he overpowers them. If you put one of them big jokers on him, he just drives by them. I mean, he right now would be a player. When I was in the WNBA, Diana Taurasi, you had to have a complete game plan just for her. Right now, if you're playing the Dallas team, you better have a game plan to stop that joker. He's pretty doggone salty.
Yeah, and Jason Tatum is – it's humble. You were getting some great playoff performance. I don't know who's the best team left, Coach.
I got Boston beating Miami. I got Golden State beating Dallas. I got Golden State winning it all.
Golden State's going to win it all again.
Sounds like the chalk there.
It does.
Right now, yep.
Although Boston, the way they started and the way they're playing now.
I think Vegas has
They're playing the best. Boston's playing the best.
Yeah, I got to check and see who they have winning the series. I would imagine it's going to be the Heat because they got the home court advantage, but I could be wrong.
Uh,
I think the one thing that favors Boston, they're the best defensive team left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And offense can be inconsistent. Defense is going to always be there every time.
How about in the last game of the season, Coach, the Bucks, Budenholzer decided to rest all his starters, and Boston ended up winning home court advantage. And look at what happened yesterday.
I don't believe in resting starters. It goes against everything that I ever had. In our third year, we were having a magical year, and we had clinched all the spots with five to go. And I learned a lesson. I went in and I asked the big three what they think. They said they didn't come all this way to rest. They can rest in the wintertime. I don't believe in resting starters. I'm going to play for home court advantage for one reason. I think it's a difference. I think you saw it last night. Home court advantage is such a big advantage late in the round, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think the stat was, did you see this? The stat was in game sevens, 112-34, the home team is.
Yeah, no, it's strong.
And let me tell you something. My personal opinion, resting players, when you really want to stay sharp right at the tail end of the season, is vastly overrated. I'd rather play and keep my players playing together, keep them winning, keep them with all of those positive thoughts.
Absolutely. That's Coach Van Chancellor. So you got to give us an update on Little Nico. What's going on with Little Nico?
Little Nico has been accepted to law school in San Antonio, St. Mary's. Is getting married, and Little Nico has played baseball at St. Thomas, and Little Nico is a big old man today. But he and I sit down every now and then and talk about, guys, the good old times we used to have. You know, right now, if I play in a charity golf tournament, let me tell you two questions I get asked about him. They say, Coach, was Little Nico for real? Yeah, well, did I make him up, you know, on those ads? And I said, no, he is for real. And what's Little Nico doing now? They all visualize Little Nico still 10 years old, guys.
No, that's everything stops in time. By the way, we've got this in. Coach, before we let you go, Art says, I played with Van Chancellor in a tournament once. He hit a bad shot, dropped another ball, and said, I'm going to take a four-time WNBA champion mulligan shot here, boys.
I'm capable of doing that. There ain't no question in my mind. I mean, Lord of mercy, if you don't get some privileges for winning a four-time champion, there's something wrong with you, boy.
Got to have its privileges, that's for sure. He takes them on the golf course too. Trust me, he takes them on the golf course. There is no question about that. Hey, Greg.
Guys, let me get serious a minute. You guys, everybody knows you guys, and you've done a great job. You've got a tremendous following. I just want to make sure that y'all know that I respect what you're doing, and I just want to congratulate you for a great 25 years.
Love you, Coach.
We appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, we love you.
And guys, by the way,
you. If
you get any of the golf balls up there that are free, send me a dozen, okay? Would you? I'll come by and get them if I have to.
You never lost a golf ball in your life. How are you going to get out of here? Come on. Okay. You crazy.
All right, boy.
Coach, we appreciate it. There's Van Chancellor right here on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. That's the coach. He's still awesome. Back in the day, he was a great guest. We had a lot of fun with him.
We got another guest coming up that you may forget, a guy that I brought on the show early on that I knew literally from the early time that I was doing radio, one of the guys that I thought this guy would be good to have on the radio to talk boxing with. And we had a local boxing guy by the name of Bob Spagnuolo.
Spagnuolo.
So coming up, we've got one of the funniest things. It's a quick hit. We've got that. And we got something I brought onto the show involving one of my kids. Because I think my wife's okay with our kids being part of the show. There are times I don't know that they love it. Like Snacks is now not always happy when I record him in video form. He doesn't love that all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes he'll attack me at different times. But my son Alec, who's getting ready to go to Alabama, as a matter of fact, Alec chose Alabama when I was 5 years old.
Of course he did.
Old,
the money was there.
Yeah, that's right.
Dad, mom, and dad.
Good choice, son. Dead good choice.
That one.
Oh, you've got a merit scholarship? Here we go.
Good out the door, son.
So Alabama's buying students from Texas? Here we go. Roll Tide. Go ahead. So anyway, we've got something with me and Alec from when he was 5 years old, and then Bob Spagnuolo. And Pro. I got a Dick Harmon talks about Freddie Boom Boom Couples.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I've got Dick Harmon coming up, too. That's all going to be coming up here in just a moment.
Who's talking about Craig DeSerf?
I'm talking about Craig DeSerf. He's the guy that's been with me and with John. He had both of us speaking for his product at one point when he was a David Taylor. And he left there when they made changes. They went to a national brand instead of a local brand, because that's not who Craig DeSerf is. He's not a guy that's just going to do things with the you know, kind of where the big guy just tries to stomp on the little guy. He actually does it the opposite. He went out to Angleton. He went out there. They were trying to bring him in, and he's like, I'll go check it out, but it's Angleton. He got there. He goes, Lance, it's truly Camelot in the cornfields. That's his jokes, not actual cornfields out there, but at least not that I can see off the highway. But it's about a 42-minute drive from Houston. But when you get out there, man, it's the same people every time. There's not that vast amount of turnover with the sales staff that bounces from place to place. They burn themselves out at whatever location. And because he hires the sales staff that is there to basically help the car buyer find what they're looking for. They don't control the process. They just answer questions. The service team, it's the same service team. The service riders, it's the same people over and over there, because Craig and the entire company that, you know, the entire group that run the company, they treat people with the same respect that work with them that they treat the customers with. It's no different. Yes, you can go find Buick, Chevys, GMCs at a variety of places, and you may even find some of the similar deals, but their price point from a trade-in standpoint, finding you every discount they can find you in every nook and cranny, and then taking care of you before, during, and even after the sale is what separates them. And I'm telling you, it's the people that make the difference at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Located in Angleton, stop on out there. You can also shop for your vehicle online at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Whether I be Nautica or Ralph, been a ton of Calvin, been around the world and I still ain't found.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 836 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Reminiscing all week long as we head towards the 19th, which is the date that Lance and I, 25 years ago, started
Mr.
radio.
John Granato is sitting out there playing golf all the time. His sugar, he thought he had you on the sugar mama thing.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
He didn't realize you lean into that so heavy.
I'm a kept man. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What else? All right.
One of the guests, so boxing, you know, we were talking about when we were on the air, you remember how big the show was when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear? It was huge. We talked about that the entire show, nothing but phone lines for 4 hours of people talking about that. Boxing was a lot bigger when we first got started, and we needed a good boxing analyst. And a guy that I met through a friend of mine named Tom Vaughn, who I met Alonzo Highsmith through him. I think I've known Alonzo almost as long as I've known you. Little less time, but I've known Zoe almost 25 years. And
So he was on Sportsnet Live well before the show started.
Yeah. I met Zoe through Tom Vaughn and Greg Pruitt and some of the other guys and Bob Spagnuolo, because Tom Vaughn had a guy named Reggie Sweet Johnson from Houston who he was managing. And Bob Spagnuolo was a local boxing promoter. And Spags was from New York, and he loved Houston. I think Spags may still be here. And Bob Spagnuolo was great on the radio talking to us about the boxing. He was very good as an analyst, but also his demeanor was really funny to us. And there was a guy who claimed that he was fixing fights, that he was a fighter who claimed he was fixing fights. And it was some scrub who claimed he was throwing fights against Mark Gasnow or whoever it was, throwing fights against a multitude of guys. And so we had Spagnuolo on to talk about it. We're like, oh, let's get Bob Spagnuolo on to talk about it. So we brought Bob Spagnuolo on to talk about this, and Spags just went off.
And joining us right now is our good friend Bob Spagnola. Boxing is a cesspool, Spags. And
it's tough to smell good. But, hey, listen, this stuff about Vance was telling me about the Miami Herald. I mean, Andrew Smiley. I mean, so I'm going on the record on the radio. The guy's a smoker. I mean, he's a crack cocaine enthusiast. And, I mean, he never has thrown a fight in his life. He doesn't need to. He's a turd. He's a bum. He doesn't get out of the first or second round unless it's orchestrated. He's terrible.
You mean you're telling me they need to fix a fight just so he gets past the first two rounds?
I mean, this guy, I mean, it's a joke. And Tony Falangi coming out of retirement to fight George Foreman. Sure, you know, he was getting paid. Maybe he knew it was going to end in the second, but George knew it was going to end whenever George wanted it to.
By the way, we're talking about some of the way that fights are fixed, and unfortunately a lot of times you have guys who will take a dive, but they're not in the big fights. A lot of times they're in fights where guys are trying to protect their up-and-coming fighters.
Listen, it's not a thing of fixing. I protect fighters all the time. That's what I do. But it's no going into the other guy's dressing room and tell him, listen, when you see me, give the thumb, then you go down. It's not. You use guys that aren't prepared. You use it to win. You prepare your fighter to win, and you put him in there with a guy that's not prepared. That's how you balance the teeter-totter in your favor. These guys, listen, they're not, you know, prepared. Gastineau, you throw that out. I mean, certainly, Rick Parker, he fixed a bunch of fights. He was involved in a bunch of dirty, underhanded stuff, but he was no boxing man. He was a carnival vaudevillian. He made a bunch of money selling Amway door to door. I mean, you're talking about the real fight game or some guy that, you know, had somebody going. If you develop a fighter and he's not in with anybody at all, he's not developing. You take small steps when you bring guys along. But sure, I've done it. You know, you put guys in that aren't prepared to win. You hope they don't win. I mean, it's no surprise, it's no secret, but nobody's in the dressing room with them beforehand. Nobody kidnaps their daughter and's got a gun to their head up in the tower. I mean, that's not the way it happens. It's just...
How good was that?
That's great.
Hey, before we get to a break, I want to pay this off. Spags was fantastic. Here is our old friend Dick Harmon. We started the show, we had the golf hour. It was already a golf hour on when we got started. I think it was with Butch Harmon.
It was Butch.
And then Dick Harmon, his brother,
Dick took over.
Yeah, and we would do the Dick Harmon Golf Hour at 8 a.m. every Friday. And Dick became a permanent part of the show. Dick was a permanent part of the show until he passed away in, I want to say, 2005, maybe?
Was it 5? I forget. It was
It might have been earlier, actually.
My birthday. It was the day before my birthday.
Yeah, very surprised. It hit all of us. I mean, he was on our show. He was still on the show. He was on the show every Friday. And it was a great loss for the city of Houston, for the golf community. He was very well loved. As you'll hear coming up on Thursday's show, as we pay tribute to a lot of the different guests we've had. Thursday's
2006.
Yeah, 2006. Dick Harmon had, we had so many different people on the show because of Dick Harmon, and including
Steve
Elkins.
At first, it was really dry.
Yeah.
And, everybody was like, wow, this is... And then
he was snarky.
Well, he was snarky, but he was also
dry.
So dry.
Well, no, he was... When I say snarky, he was... Snarky might not be the right word.
No.
He was dry and witty, like how Chris Solis has things where you realize, you had to be careful because Dick could just cut you.
Oh, he'd cut you.
You didn't even know
you were bleeding, and all of a sudden you go, hey, what's all this?
Well, here's Dick Harmon talking about Fred Couples, who at one point, Freddie was, you know, the most talented golfer in the world, but he also has been known as being kind of, I don't know if lazy's the word for it, but Freddie's got a reputation of being...
Well, he'd lay around on the couch all day watching...
Yeah, maybe lazy's right.
Yeah,
maybe lazy's
sitcoms,
right.
That's what he did.
Despite all of his talent, Dick Harmon had a little bit of a problem with it.
He says, I don't know any of these guys out here.
Well, that's because he never plays.
That's true. He's never out here.
If he'd mix in a tournament, he would know some of these guys.
He'd meet the team,
man,
Fred.
Get out and play in a tournament, Brad?
I don't know any of these guys.
How would you know them unless you watch them on TV?
Unless they're laying on your couch with you.
Really, mix in a tournament.
Man, I've got to start my own tour. I don't know any of these guys.
How about you show up for the tour that's existing?
He wants to start his own tour.
Hey, why were VJ and Fred Couples bombing little kids on the end of the driving range?
Did you see that?
What happened there, bro?
Well, they were hitting these drivers. They were killing it. And the guy got out of his thing, out of his cage there. They were picking up the balls and just carried it. He thought he was in a safe area, you know, far enough down.
On the other far end of the driving range.
I'll tell you, that's why.
And VJ hits him right in the leg. How about you can hit somebody in the leg from 340 yards away?
Well, I didn't say he was aiming at him.
No, but he let it go.
Oh. Freddie goes, oh, man, I bet that hurt. Freddie, I don't know any of these guys. I'm not playing in a tournament.
You might meet them.
You might be good paired with them. Fred Perks.
Never know.
I mean, Dick, who's that guy right there? I said, I don't know who it is. I don't play the tour.
And neither do you.
he wants to start his own tour. You know, got a field of eight.
Gosh, he's got to be
between 40 and 48, and you have to have won a major. You've got eight people playing.
Between 40 and 48, you have to have won a major.
Oh, the pro. Oh, man, I miss him to this day.
Yeah. So Dick Harmon will have he and Steve Elkins, and we. So it's funny. The guys I introduced into the Jim Rome show were Jose Lima, Jose Cruz Jr., and Dick Harmon. And Steve Elkington, because each one of those guys, I told Travis Rogers, I said, "Listen, you got to have this guy on.
Yeah.
Like Jim will love this guy." So Lima, of course, became 21 Ball Lima, and Steve Elkington became
Elk became a legend on the Rome show.
But Elk was on our show as well,
huh?
Oh, I'm headed to the airport, and we've got one on Thursday that we'll play with Dick Harmon and Steve Elkington, where Elk Elk's so good.
Yeah.
Elk was so good. So there's that. We come back. We've got some more for the rest of the hour.
Elk was a golfer who was allergic to grass.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real.
My dad and I were talking about the fact that U of H has had some unbelievable successes that people don't talk about. Like, track and field has some of the best track and field athletes of all time in the 80s and into the 90s at U of H. Steve Elkington was a U of H golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Very proud.
Absolutely.
U of H golfer.
No, he's still out at he goes out to the games.
He's a proud Cougar to this day.
No. He's still out at the football games and basketball games. He's, he loves it. He is, man, we can't have him on the show though, because he scares me. He scares me what he's going to say, how he's going to crush us.
Yeah.
846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm going to talk about the Morley Law Firm right now. Here's the deal. You have a problem if you need the Morley Law Firm, okay? But you have a problem if you don't contact the Morley Law Firm. If you have a problem and you don't have representation, that's a problem, okay? So here's the deal. I don't know. Have you been charged? Have you been charged criminally? Is someone suing you civilly? Have you had an accident? Are you dealing with an insurance company that you don't feel is being honest with you? Or do you have a medical malpractice issue? Do you have any kind of issue whatsoever that you need legal representation? Now, we don't all have lawyers on retainer. You've got the Morley Law Firm here for you, though. Contact them. Talk to them. See if your case is viable for them. They do everything. See if you have immigration problems right now. Say, habla español, but it doesn't matter where you're from. They can help your immigration issues. They do this all the time. They have an entire section, division, just for this. So this is really, really great. And listen, any issue that you have legally, 713-839-9955, Morley Law.com, MorleyLaw.com. You're looking for great representation, okay? You have an issue. MorleyLaw.com, 713-839-9955.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Kings are on the air.
This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, from a timing standpoint, what we're going to do here is play. I want to play a little shout. I want to give a little shout-out to our old friend Raheel. We're still friends with him. I had lunch with him just the other day. Got to catch up with Raheel a little bit.
Del, not so much.
Well, it's because Del doesn't participate. But
I mean, I tried to get him. Like, he was talking about Jimmy Butler and James Harden.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out, Jimmy Butler is James Harden's bitch. Okay? He wishes he had his career. And nothing. I don't get a response. I'm trying to bait him, and I get nothing.
Him. Yeah, you can't troll him. Raheel, now, Del was one of our producers, and we love Del, but Raheel might have been our most talented producer from a standpoint of being able to anticipate which direction we were headed. And I'll give you an example. In this, we were talking about Colt, and also I was always fueled by a heavy amount of coffee and caffeine. I didn't used to be a caffeine drinker, like a coffee drinker. So when I started, A, I had to deal with acid reflux. But B, it got me pretty jacked, wired up, it was like I was thinking quicker, which is, I'm already ADD. So we were talking about Colt McCoy and Jordan, what's Jordan? Jordan Shipley, yeah. About to have their best friends. Yeah. And actually, it turns out that their other best friend is the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers since they all, you know, he's best friends with Chris Sims. But anyway, we talked about them being best friends there at Texas, and then they were both headed into the NFL. And there was some song that Raheel had played that he had found that was so goofy, which is a strength of his, finding goofy stuff and introducing it into the radio station, quite frankly, into 1560. I think he's the one that found the Cinnamon Challenge, for example. Might have found Two Chicks, One Cup.
Ugh.
Might have been Raheel that found that.
But that, then he's fired.
So listen to this. We're starting to talk about that, and then he plays this song in the background, and it sends me off on a tangent as I read letters between Colt McCoy and Jordan Shipley.
I mean, how disturbing is it? He's leaving Austin, where the worst thing that happens is you see a little of the ganj,
mm-hmm.
and then you see some guys get busted for DUI.
Uh-oh, here it is.
Oh, that's what it reminded you of?
Here, no, come. That's not Jordan Shipley.
I'll do this. It's a video. It's an audio tribute.
Dear Cole, it's me, Jordan. I hope you're having a good time in Cleveland. I'm also here in Ohio, but I'm really missing you. I remember in Austin when we used to just sit around the dorm room and just kick it. It was so fun. We played video games. We drink low-fat milk. Sometimes we'd just have some Crystal Light. Occasionally we'd have a beer, but we always felt guilty about it, and we'd go run laps to make sure we ran it off. Remember when everything was so awesome, and we had nice, awesome, sweet girls that we used to talk to all the time? Well, now you're getting married, and there's a lot of tramps around here. Seems kind of scary. You ought to see this locker room. Nothing like we had in Austin. Man, I hope one day that we can be together again. I know we're going to play each other twice a year, but this is just so scary. I'm really homesick. I want to go back to Austin. Do you want to go back to Austin? Will you go back with me this summer and just kind of hang out with all the other players who all go back? I'm sure we'll see Vince there. He'll be in some different clubs. You know Roy's going to be there. Hell, he's still doing hook'em horns. He's been out of college for like 10 years.
We can go boating with Sed.
Sed's going to be there, but I don't really want to. My parents won't let me boat with him anymore. They already told me no, or I'll get grounded again. Colt, I'm just missing you. I know your soon-to-be wife. Oh, no, you got married. That's right. I sang at your wedding. I know your wife, Amy, or Kristen, or whatever white bread name she is. I know she's really super excited about being married to you, but probably not super excited about being in that rough area of Cleveland. Can y'all believe how bad the fans cuss there? That dog pound, they're not very nice. The end. I see you in Austin, buddy. Love, Jordan.
That was nice. What about the sugary sweet goodness that Mac Brown has brought to those young fellas? And now you got T.O., Chad Ochocinco, Pac-Man Jones, Matt Jones. I mean, is there any way that that Jordan's going to be tarnished? I'm just worried about that young man. I swear.
Play my
God,
music again.
I swear to God, I just worried that sweet sugary goodness from the 40 acres is going to be worn
sweet
off.
Sweet sugary goodness.
Well, and by that, I mean that leafy greenness, goodness.
Leafy green? No, not Colton. Jordan,
no, 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 not those two.
Dear Jordan, it's me, Colt. You ought to see this team. What a bunch of ragamuffins. I've never seen nothing so bad in my whole life. Man, it sure is cold. I sure do miss Austin. Well, isn't it beautiful? Love playing golf there and hanging out at Kristen or Amy or whatever my wife's name's country club with her dad. Things are really Austin and Austin. I miss it so much, and I miss you so much. The closest thing I have to you here is Joe Jerovicious. He's retired. He got all beat up. He got all beat to hell, I guess. Man, I never even heard of Jerome Harrison. He's our top running back. And Montario Hardesty was telling me stories about when he was at Tennessee. My golly, that scared me. Thank God we were the good UT and they're the bad UT. Know what else? My wide receivers, I never even heard of them. Well, they do have the one fella, Rabisky, from Ohio State, but I still got bad memories about when he took it to us at our own place. Listen, you too, man. Being married's cool, but it wasn't cool as being married to you in that dorm room. That was really awesome. I can't wait to go back to Austin as well. It's going to be so awesome when we're back in Austin together with all the fellas. And by all the fellas, I mean every player who's ever played in Austin ever in any sport, including Dexter Pittman, TJ Ford, and everybody ever. Because they all go back and basically stay there every single day because they can't grow up, just like us. It's going to be sweet. I can't wait to get back there. I can't wait to get out of this hellhole called Cleveland. This place sucks. And we're not even a preseason yet. Man, it's going to be a long career. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye. Your friend, Colt.
This song, try to get that song out of your head the rest of the day. Watch what happens. That song is an earworm.
What is it?
Raheel just found some song called sappy. Ice Cream. Like, we're two people bonded together like an ice cream sandwich. He found it and introduced it into the show, and it became that. As you can tell, one of our themes was that guys from Texas, Roy Williams would score a touchdown. He's hook 'em horns. Like, it's, yeah. Roy, you got drafted 8 years ago, nine years ago. Are you going to move forward? Ricky Williams. Like, every one of those guys would always end up back in Austin.
They always did.
All of them.
Probably still do, as a matter of fact. All right, that's reminiscing today, and we'll continue on through Thursday. And as you mentioned, well, Ricky was listening. He was laughing. Can't wait to hear the Elkington call with Dick Harmon. That'll be fun later this week. All happening right here every 8 o'clock hour right up until Thursday, our 25th anniversary here on ESPN. Well, here in the city of Houston. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, right now, let's do a little drinking.
Yeah, let's make sure that we get ourselves some Maestro Dobel. That is the top shelf tequila without ridiculous top shelf prices. I mean, I think it's priced very reasonably for the level of quality. Oh, my gosh. It's just a really good tequila. And a lot of you out there buy it. You send me pictures of it. I love when you send me pictures. I send it to Mallory over at Maestro Dobel. I remember when I had the tasting with her. And Todd got in there. Todd weaseled into our tasting, John. So he was out there tasting the very best tequilas as well. They make a variety of tequilas, and it's really, really something that, you, from a flavor profile standpoint, all of them are very, very different. The Reposado couldn't be more different from the Añejo. The Añejo and Añejo Extra are different in different ways. The silver and the smoked silver, you got the Diamante, which is a Cristalino. And the Diamante is actually the name of their Cristalino. The Cristalino is a charcoal-filtered tequila that has three different varieties that are blended. It's charcoal-filtered, it's aged, and the result is an incredible tequila there for sipping or for cocktails. If you love tequilas, whether it's in margaritas, cocktails, or just to sip, I promise you, you will find a tequila you love from Maestro Dobel. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro Dobel.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!